This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Food insecurity will only get worse without federal aid. We'll have more from the Food Bank of Iowa right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
In a time where there is a large amount of uncertainty surrounding government funding, food banks and pantries across the country are certain of one thing. Food insecurity is only going to get worse if things don't change. Annette Hacker, Chief Communications and Strategy Officer at the Food Bank of Iowa, said food insecurity impacts every community, even if you can't see it.
It takes many hands to make sure every person facing hunger gets the food they need. And wherever we are, we can do our part by volunteering and donating and advocating for our neighbors facing hunger. I think if nothing else, people can stop and realize that food insecurity affects every community and every neighborhood, every county in this entire country, including right here in Iowa. And sometimes it's kind of an invisible problem, and more people need to know it's a very real problem, and we can do a lot. We can all do our part to fight hunger.
Food insecurity was made exponentially worse when the Budget Reconciliation Bill, which is the largest cut to food aid in U.S. history, went into effect.
With the Budget Reconciliation Bill, which was the single largest cut to food assistance in history, we know that will only drive more people to the pantries stocked by Food Bank of Iowa. We're already seeing Iowans who have never before visited a food pantry, who are working hard but just don't have enough money at the end of every month to buy food. There's a lot of uncertainty ahead, but we know the lines will get longer. And it's just really unconscionable to take food away from families who already can't make ends meet.
For more information, visit foodbankiowa.org. For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.